The Inbox.
What it do, what it do, what it do. Oh boy, what it do. You know who it is. It's your boy Pharaoh Mo.
And JT.
And this is the Inbox Radio. So I feel like we ain't talked to you guys in a minute.
It's been a little while.
It's been a while, JT. It's been a while, Tizza.
Couple weeks.
It's been a couple weeks, but actually, it's been a couple weeks for us, but it's probably been longer for the Indy 100 fans. Pretty much because, you know, I put a couple, the last few episodes we did, I uploaded them. They ain't out. And
they still ain't out.
And the last one we did, I didn't put it out on accident on purpose. And what I mean is, well, if they didn't put the other ones out, why am I going to put this one out?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
I held on to it. Actually, since they haven't put the other ones out, I held on to it. There's a couple I held on to. So if you're listening to this, guys, and you want to hear everything that we put out and not wait and get it ASAP, I need y'all to go on to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Slacker Radio, and anywhere you can listen to podcasts, and put in Inbox Radio, and here we are. So you can listen to any, if you feel like you missed any episodes and you want to listen to all the past episodes, make sure you go on there and you'll see us. Please run those episodes up. And not to mention, there's still stuff on there that y'all ain't probably heard. So you might like it. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I'm going to put this, if you're listening to this episode, Indy 100 obviously put it out. So I'll shout out to them for putting it out. You know, they put this one out. If you're hearing it and they put it out. But Indy 100, y'all got to do better. Sorry. Please. I beg you. Please do better, cause I got this new shit that's about to be popping up, and I don't know. It might do a little something.
You're gonna need that out there.
Yeah, I'm gonna need that out there expeditiously. You know what I'm saying? Because this might be that thing. I'm telling you. I got ideas. So Indy 100, please let's make this marriage work. enough of the vent.
Hey, sometimes you gotta get some stuff off your chest, man.
It's been frustrating. Shout out to my man Jigga.
Yeah, shout out Jigga Jones.
But I wanna get into this word of the day, man. Let's get into the word. The word of the day is—it's a commonly used word, but you know, I just wanted to break down the meaning of what of the word, and you know, it's not nothing that's just super grammatically. It's a very common word for, you know, just to put it real loosely. It's a common word, you know, nothing smart. But the word is adaptation. And adaptation in the use of a noun is the action or process of adapting or being adapted.
That's not really, they shouldn't be putting the root word
in the definition. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Like, this is why we want the definition.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So now I gotta look up another word.
Right. Exactly. But I'm sure that we can all kind of assume
what all that means.
But in a biology sense, it means a change or the process of change by which an organism or species becomes better suited to its environment. Living in groups is an adaptation that increases with efficiency of hunting or anything else, you know. So like if we're put into a harsh environment, at some point in time we have to adapt to that environment.
Right.
Needless to say. So, if I'm around, or anybody, if I'm around people that pretty much don't give a fuck about you, you know, and you're around them long enough, you adapt to that behavior.
Yeah.
And then you can kind of move and, you know, maneuver how you need to maneuver. And at some point, I don't know, it ain't no fun when the rabbit gets the gun.
It's kind of like birds of a feather
flock together. Flock together.
And it's kind of like, why you running with my ops if you're supposed to be my homie?
And I just dealt with a situation like that.
We just had a conversation about that the other day. Me and TG had a conversation about that.
Dude, I literally just went through that last week. Like, it was fucked up.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, sure. Let's talk about it. So, my bestie, that's not named Miss Westie, but my bestie, you know, had a little shindig and everything at her house, and, you know, went over there and shit, kicked it. And when I got there, I didn't know that somebody that I wasn't fucking with was going to be there.
Uh-oh. And your bestie didn't tell you?
Did
she know?
Yeah, it's her crib. She's doing the inviting. So you
Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Huh?
I said Ruh-roh, Raggy.
Yeah, right. So I pull up, and then he pulls right behind me. Mm.
So like at the same time.
Yeah, same time.
Damn.
Yeah, right. So it's like,
and you're stuck because he blocked you.
I'm locked in. I'm like, God damn.
Now, is it mutual? Y'all don't fuck with each other, or you don't fuck with him?
I don't fuck with him.
But he's like cordial with you.
He's cordial. I mean, but it is cordial because it's not like I hate the guy.
You just don't want
to. I just know how he moves, and it's not kosher. Okay. So I just, you know, want to stay away from him. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not cool. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I just felt like I needed a bit more respect. And
she should have let you know.
And let me know.
Because she knows the full situation.
Right. She knows the full situation. But I wouldn't do that to somebody.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's a kind of sticky situation. So if the situation was serious, that's some shit that could have happened at your house because of you.
Right.
You ain't, you know what I mean?
And you could have lost your best friend. And
everything.
Another acquaintance. So why is she so cool with this person?
Because the person I'll say this. The person he's a cool nigga. He is a cool nigga.
Okay.
He just does dumb goofy shit.
Y'all just had a situation that you didn't love.
Yeah, he just does dumb goofy shit. So I see why she, you know what I mean, he's a likable person.
Okay.
But I don't know what it is when it comes to me. You just doing dumb, goofy shit that I don't appreciate. That's all. And you know what I mean? And I guess, you know, she might have got crossed up. Because, like, I'm the type of person where, say, if it's you, you can hang out or be friends with somebody that I don't like. That's on you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hold that against nobody because the way you might be with them or they might be with you, It may not be the same way with me.
And I mean, in life, that's going to happen a lot.
A lot.
But I mean, now if it's like your number one op and I'm your best friend, like I probably shouldn't be fucking with your number one op.
Right.
But if you just don't like somebody because you don't like somebody, but I'm cool with them, like, then that can still work. But I would be like, yo, I'm going to be at such and such if you want to pull up. But
so-and-so's here.
So-and-so might pull up too or whatever.
It's a common courtesy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's all. Because if I would have known, I could have been like, oh, okay, cool.
I'll come later or...
Or
at least you're prepared.
Right. Or I'm going to just continue watching this fight at the spot. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, that should happen. And the way that me and Bestie talk, I feel like, nigga, you know. You know, nigga, you know.
Did she play dumb?
You know what? I ain't gonna lie, man.
She played dumb that day?
Or not after, that when day? Y'all, when y'all talked about this it? Was, this was days later because like, I had to sit back and marinate on that for a second and was like.
So what'd she say?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because there's no way with, because you be pulling up and we have these conversations and we talk. Mm-hmm. So when this happens and it's like I kind of got to feel a certain type of way because it's like, nigga, do you not hear me? Right. You not listening to me? Right. Like, dog, there's not too many people I don't fuck with. Wow. So out of the one person that I'm not fucking with, like, this is, yeah. You know what I mean? It, in a way, it's a slap in the face.
Right.
Because let me bring
somebody that they don't like.
Yeah, yeah. Let me have their baby's father around and I not tell them.
Well, that's a little different.
Is it? Yeah, I mean, it is, but if I don't fuck with you, I don't fuck with you. Yeah. There ain't no difference in that.
you mean if you're kicking it with their baby's father?
No, not kicking it. I mean, nigga, if I say, hey, come to my house for a cookout,
and their baby's father
and their baby's father's there, and I don't tell you, hey,
that's a little bit different.
It's not
because it ain't like your baby's mom was there that you don't get along with.
Well, right,
that's a little different. Right. A little bit different.
I guess a smidge, yeah. But still, you still don't fuck with them.
Because they got kids together.
That's but you different. Still don't fuck with them. And
that's deeper.
Yeah. I won't mention that part, but they don't fuck with them.
Yeah.
So, you know, I kind of felt a certain type of way.
So how'd you end the conversation? Like, are y'all on the same page now?
Yeah.
You don't feel like it's a finished conversation?
I feel like it's gonna pop up again. I can be sufficient in how they went about trying to rectify the situation. Mm-hmm. But this is gonna come up again.
Okay.
Yeah, this is going to come up again. And I don't know how good, I don't know if it's going to be good or bad. Right. But it's going to come up again. You know, but I feel like when it does, then there's going to be a certain, you know what? Now I understand why you felt this way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But hopefully, knock on wood. We're on the same page, hopefully.
Yeah.
Because I, yeah.
Did you talk to the dude while you were at the function?
Yeah. Actually, I did. Because
Have you ever addressed your issue?
But what am I supposed to do? Because there's kids around. Like, I'm not gonna come to your crib and just immediately be on some bullshit and be like, yo.
So I mean, do you want to fight the dude?
No, because it's
did
not
you ever
even
have a conversation with him. Did you ever address the elephant in the room, per se?
I did one night.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? It was one night, but
you were on some.
I was over the top. I was mad, but like because I didn't want to address it at that time. Mm-hmm. But I kept on thinking about it, and I just kept on getting madder about it. Yeah, I couldn't let it go.
Yeah.
And I don't even think I should have handled it that way, but I had to. You know what I'm saying? I had to. But it's not a situation where I want to fight because there's nothing to gain or lose by it.
So maybe you got to let it go.
No, but here's the thing. Okay, I'm going to put you in a situation.
Or do you want to say what the situation is?
Yes, I'm going to put you in a situation.
Okay.
So say somebody you grew up with your whole life. You're a married man, right? Mm-hmm. Grew up with them your whole life. So say if they're at your job and shit, and they downloaded an app to where it makes it look like they're sitting there talking to your wife.
Really?
Yeah, swear to God.
Like the fake caller ID shit?
Yeah. They're sitting there talking to your wife and shit, and they're showing everybody at a job that you both work at, that you're sitting there talking to this man's wife,
but not showing you,
right?
Like, so then that so, wasn't, so, but, so, he but, wasn't, but, so he wasn't faking. Was he really talking?
No. Because once it came to a head, I got to see, this is some fake ass. Like, why would you even go out your way to see, like.
That's wild.
You know what I'm saying? But no, I'm going to play devil's advocate. So say if it wasn't fake.
We're done now. We're done now. That's not funny.
Right. That's not funny. We're done now. Right.
We're done now. I don't fuck with you at
all now. Right, right. But this is just one situation.
So
this is one situation.
So he shouldn't want to be around you either.
This is one, but bro,
you may not have to fight him, but like we, I don't.
Bro,
fuck
but
with
that's
you
what
no
I'm
more.
Saying. This is just one situation. That one situation I just sat here and told you would be enough.
If we were teenagers in high school and you did some shit like that with my girlfriend, okay, haha, we could laugh it off. But a grown man, and that's my wife, and you're showing everybody at work,
right,
trying to make it look like you're talking to my wife. They don't know the real story, so everyone that
is going
to
take that right. So
and
when
you're chilling with them.
So one of my real niggas, shout out to my nigga Pooter. Say what up, cuz. Hey, so one of my real niggas had to come and be like, yo, this is what's going on. You might want to check both of these motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. And I did. So that's when I found out this nigga's using a fake app and shit. But like, why would you be weird
and
go out your way to do that? And then me of all niggas.
What was his excuse?
Just being dumb. You're right. Okay, you're just being dumb. Yeah, right.
Either you want to fuck my wife.
Right. Or even if you did, now you're lying. Okay, so then it's like you're lying about having a sap, and then like so there's just so much that goes into it.
That's crazy.
That's just one.
That's some weird shit.
Right. That's just one. Anything after one. Now you can understand why I'm like, yeah, bro, I can't be around you. You do goofy shit, and I don't know what it is when it comes to me.
So, and your bestie knows he did that.
Yes.
Yeah.
I explained that. you know what I'm saying? So it's like, how you. Yeah, man. How? Yeah. Goofy.
Yeah, that's weird.
Right.
I mean, for the age we are, that's crazy.
Right.
You're not teenagers.
Right, bro.
Yeah,
so you can imagine why I really don't want to fuck with this guy.
Yeah, so that wouldn't even be cordial. Like, we're not cordial. I don't fuck with you. Don't talk to me.
But, like...
If I'm here, don't come. If you're there, I'm not coming.
Right.
Like,
but that's what makes the situation even worse because I wouldn't even come. But, like, what am I supposed to do now that we're here and there's kids playing around? And like, I'm supposed to make the whole place hot at Town Park?
No, but...
Right.
I'm out. Like, why'd you, like...
Right, and that's what I did. I'm out. And I went to go watch the fight. went back to the crib and watched the fight. You know what I'm saying? But, like, that's just one...
Has he tried to apologize to you multiple times?
No!
Oh, yeah, he's done.
But he be on my statuses and shit, like...
Yeah, that's weird.
It's, you know what I mean? It's like...
That's weird. Do I know this?
Found out you're a hater. Yeah, as a matter of fact, we did a whole episode on it.
Really?
Yeah, we did. As a matter of fact, if you guys want to go back and listen to the episode, it is on season one, and it's called The Audacity of These Ninjas. The Audacity of These Ninjas, and I'm talking about this very same individual.
Damn.
Let's get it.
Yeah. You might have to fight him now.
No, it's not even worth it. It's beneath me.
All right.
It's literally beneath me, and like
make sure you tell me.
I'm not gonna sit here and fight over a nigga hating on me over a bitch that begs to suck my dick. Damn, I guess I shouldn't have said that part, but.
That was in the episode.
You know what I'm saying? And I don't even pay that chick, that story was wild. Yeah, so it's like, what are we fussing about? Like, cause like this person, they ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I can't help it what a person thinks or says of me. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't help that. And then you feel a certain type of way because of whatever. That's weird.
Wow. That's weird. That's weird shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
you know, back in the day.
Bro,
my MO was wanting to seek out and find who I could smash that would hurt him the most.
Mm-hmm.
So that might be what you have to do.
Oh, man.
That might be what you have to do. That might be your way.
I'm a mastermind. I'll tell you that. So, all right. I'm a fucking mastermind.
Damn.
Yeah, man. There's haters among us. There's haters among us.
And if I remember from back on that episode, you never told me who the person was, but you like used to be super cool with this dude.
He was even on the show. He was on the past shows.
Oh my god.
He was on past shows. And it's like,
oh my god.
It's like, bro, this is how.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
It's so he'll hear this. Yeah, that's wild.
It's a spit in the face.
If you did that, that's wild.
It's wild. Wild as fuck. Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But I can't believe you would do that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's so. In the way I always,
I mean, you would have probably been less bothered if he was actually trying to smash your wife than to do some fake shit like that.
Right?
Like, oh, you're really trying to smash my wife?
Okay. I'd rather that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because at least I can go. Right. At least I can really go off of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this shit is, that's why I'd be like, these motherfuckers is lame, bro. Like, You can't, like, niggas can't even, like, really not like you.
Right.
They got a fake, not like.
That makes no sense.
It's weird. It's like, I'm a pretend to like you so I can not like you.
Right.
But, like, bro, that's,
I like to say
shit.
That. I like to make this excuse all the time. Like, see, that's why I don't really be outside. That's not the reason. I just would rather stay in the house.
I'd rather stay in the house,
like,
bro.
I don't chill with people, like, even my friends. I don't go out. I don't go nowhere. Like, we do this show. When do we ever go anywhere?
Never.
I work with TG. I talk to him damn near every day of the week because we've been making music together for the last couple of years and, you know, our business situation with the music. But I don't go nowhere with him unless it's an event we have to
be at, right.
We don't hang out. Like, I don't hang out with people. Dog. I don't have people over the crib.
I'm going to
start this summer, though. I'm going to start having some cookouts this summer, I think.
Yeah. Recently, like, I like to cook. I like to cook and shit, so I'll have some people come over and eat and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, like, when I go out anymore, it's me going to pick up food.
Yep.
And if I'm waiting, I might have a drink or a beer while my food's cooking and get done, and then I'm out.
Right.
Other than that, I don't want to be outside. Yeah, it's too fake outside.
Yeah, and it's expensive outside.
It's expensive. Yeah, it's expensive. And, bro, I
spend a lot of time working, and like, so I work. When I get home from work, spend time with my daughter till she goes to sleep. Then I'm doing my business. So, for me to just be out and about, like, I'm just taking time for my family, for my wife.
From away, yeah, exactly. And
so,
and really, at this point in time,
which, I mean, you got to get out every once in a while, but I don't.
Right, but yeah. At this point in the age of our lives, like, who really wants
like
to
that.
Be
with stories like that?
Yeah.
Who really wants to go out?
But you know what? Along the lines of this show, we're gonna get to very intricate parts of not that specifically, but just the inner weavings and workings of, I guess, men and women. But let's take a small break, and I want to, you know, it's summertime, so I got something I want to talk to men, especially women, about since it's summertime, and it has to deal with your pool attire, and we gonna get into it. Let's go.
Take that off.
Yeah, that too.
The Inbox.
Yo, we got some special guests in the building right now. Who we got? We got my nigga TG in the building.
Yeah, Twan Green.
And we got my nigga... We got another special guest. He brought a special guest, my man River.
River with an A, no E-R.
Yeah. So we got some special guests in the building. We gonna get to some things, man.
We might have to drop. We might have to play some of those tracks that we got.
Yeah, oh, of course.
Y'all boys for bringing me up, man.
Yeah, of course, man. Let's, you know what? Let's get into something because it's summer. It's summertime, right?
Summertime.
It's hot, all right.
We had a heat wave going on.
Hey, I'm glad you brought that up. There's a heat wave going on. And you know what? Has anybody been to the pool in the last couple days?
I have.
But what pool did you go to? Because I know I was at, I know I was at Sandcastle, and I know what I seen at Sandcastle.
What they out there, right?
I call it the donkey party because the ass up in there, boy. Woo.
God bless PA.
Hey, if you ever been to Sandcastle, it's in Homestead, and it's in Pittsburgh. Go to Sandcastle.
They still do Club Wet?
No, they took that shit up out of there, bro. I was mad. Oh, Club Wet.
So it was out at Sandcastle, but they would turn it into a nightclub at night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they'd leave the hot tub open, and it's all outdoors.
You got the bar and everything. Bar, it was cracking.
It was crazy. It was 18, it was 18 and over.
$20 a pay for that at night. It go up and shit like that.
I don't know. No. You couldn't do all like the slides and shit. It was a club. It was a club. Like,
the most you could probably do is you might be able to do Lazy River.
You could do the hot tub.
You talk about pool parties. You know, every year Twan Green gets invited to the hottest pool party in Pittsburgh.
Man, I'm trying to go to the hottest pool party in Pittsburgh.
I mean, are y'all trying to be my plus one, two, and threes?
Hey, let us know where it at.
I get an invite every year, don't I? Mm-hmm. I got one last year, but I couldn't pull up, and I'll probably get one. It's
why
like a
you
private
pull up,
pool.
Though? That's the question.
Hey, because I'm trying
busy,
to be there.
You know, so I was busy, but I definitely appreciated it, but I had an event, so I couldn't go to it. But
I think we had the YNC event that night.
Yeah, we had to be somewhere. But, yeah, so this year, let's pop out, man. Let's pop out, you know what I'm saying? Ball out, inbox, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Bring the microphones, have a little interviews with the girls in the bikini.
Hey, I'm trying to shake a little something, you know what I'm saying?
This nigga just said he's trying to shake a little something.
He sure did.
You know what I'm saying?
No,
pause.
Diddy. Pause. What the fuck are you
we
shaking?
We got a pause button.
But I say this. So, let me start this off by saying, I mean this in no type of way, but I just got to be real. So I was at Sandcastle, right? And I seen this, I seen some grown ass women and some bikinis. I don't even know if I want to call it bikinis. I might call it dental floss, but I seen so much cheeks. And then I had to catch myself and then assess the situation because either I'm getting older or these chicks is looking younger, but they're of age because I seen a chick. I got my
the fuck T, you talk about, Phil?
I got my T2000 vision on, and this chick, she looked like she might have been a little young.
You need to put your daddy
so
babies on.
How you separate that though? Knowing
because I'm looking. Because now I'm looking. I see tattoos. I'm seeing certain pierces. I'm checking certain things, and then lo and behold, I see a little one coming. I'm like, okay, so she has to be a somewhat age.
If you got to study it that much, then you shouldn't keep looking.
I'm from Georgia. You know what my people told me? Is she old enough to cross the street?
She's old enough to get hit. Hey, I say the same thing. I said the same thing.
If you in an area where you got kids and girls and grown women, you got to go for the older. I be working at restaurants, right? And when there's always high schoolers, middle age, and 20-year-olds.
You can tell though.
But how I keep it safe? I holler at all the older bitches first.
Right.
Just go ahead and holler at the older ones.
And then when you go into a water park, though.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not because you don't know.
No, because you're at an age now where these girls got kids. So you find the three finest MILFs, and you start to kind of congregate with them, right? Then you kind of work your way down to the younger looking bitches.
Dog, it's hard.
Once you done got there long enough, you know which ones are young because you can tell when they, okay, those little girls, right? You can tell when they're laughing and kind of running around. Okay, those. You can tell if they're like maybe just turned grown, like 21, 19. So they walking off.
But that's still legal. That's still legal. But at the same time, dog, you can't tell me that there's these kids, mm-hmm. these 18 year old kids, that's grown and thick.
Because on the contrary, there's teenage boys that are 7'2", 7'3".
Yeah.
Like,
16, 15.
It's the chicken, man. It's the chicken.
Right, with full beards.
Full beards. All the meat. These girls.
It's the food we eat now. The parents signing for taxes. And these kids take growth hormones.
These parents signing for piercing.
But I'm going to keep it real, though. You just got to be.
You don't ask every female.
It's gonna be hard in that setting, though, because
usually at a pool, it's hard in there's that teenage boy that's running around with the teenage girls. You just got this,
but like, we don't know.
If you got parents signing,
you'll find out
tattoos.
As soon as you holler at them.
Yeah, right.
What you supposed to do? Ask every female.
We're not even getting there.
Or why are you even looking that young?
Have your eyes open.
Here's the thing: if they look borderline, why you even?
If I shave my face right now, will I look 35?
No, you won't look 17.
I won't look 35. But I bet you
could probably pass for 21 at least.
Well,
at least pass for 21.
That don't matter because you're illegal.
If JT shave his face right now,
my hairline will tell you different.
Yeah, basically.
If JT put a hat on and shave his face, he'll look 10 years younger.
But what I'm saying on 22 Jump Street.
But what I'm saying is, I also did catch some little girls. Whose parents co-signed the bullshit?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's the other.
You
thing.
Know what I'm saying? So you essentially put your daughter in harm's way.
You know why?
By having her put this
you,
shit
you know
on
why?
That you think is cute
because a lot of
around
these,
a bunch of
because a lot of
men,
these moms had these daughters when they were teenagers,
right?
So they're still
that
living that
not,
same lifestyle
different.
With them.
No,
that shit is not cute though.
Listen, hold on, time out. This is why they didn't let niggas live in white. People back in the day. White people expect, because we're talking about white people, right? White
no.
people expect for.
I don't know.
Adults.
Are we talking about just white people?
No.
Because
men
cast a lot of white people, right? So
there's a lot of niggas, though, too.
Yeah,
I see. No.
You're talking about a generation.
Black parents don't let. I'm from Atlanta where. Black girls wear sundresses. You ain't seeing no
that's
young
cap.
Black girls in Daisy Dukes.
That's cap.
At fucking my school.
That's cap.
So cap.
Watch social
I'm
media.
From
these fucking white
media.
Girls up here, the shorts they be seeing.
My little girl
like,
just.
It's every,
my little
it's
girl
every
is
race,
five,
bro.
And she
it's
just sent
race.
Me a picture of her bathing suit, and she had a two piece. And
it's
I'm
every,
like, why you got
it's
a
every
piece?
Race.
Right.
Why didn't you get a one piece?
I would be the same way because. I'm sorry. I'm glad I do not have a daughter because I would be on it. Like
it's every race, bro.
It is.
No matter
every
it's
race.
Just the way. It's just the way it is nowadays. These generation, these younger kids
but
get away with
like
more
that,
shit.
Niggas all.
I don't see
men always got younger girls.
I don't see white girls in fucking
shit,
sundresses
growing
covering
up,
the whole
growing
body.
Up the,
I only see
growing
the
up the grown
your
ass.
Always
listen,
been
growing
3 years
up
older
in the black community, growing up. The old heads used to be sitting outside the high school waiting for the teenagers to come out.
Yeah,
so
real spill.
In the black community.
In this
girl.
Community that we're at right now.
Everywhere.
We all had that
everywhere.
Girl who was just
so
fast.
So, which teenager did you holler
everywhere?
What's that?
So, which teenager?
None. Zero. They can't do nothing for me.
What's the conclusion of the story?
The conclusion of the story is...
Is it in your
what
phone?
Are these parents doing that
phone?
Are you're allowing your teenage daughter
your
to come
in
and wear
17/18?
Hey, I ain't in my phone. Period. Hey, my name is not Robert Kelly.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
But listen, if you gotta look that hard to try to figure out how old they are, then it's,
and that's
not
how
working.
People think.
So what if you don't have to look that hard though?
Hmm?
What if you don't have to?
That's what I'm
right,
saying.
Because you don't have to no more, right?
It's automatically catching your
no,
eye.
What I'm
and
saying
you,
is,
we're all
no, what 40. I'm saying is, if you're not sure if she might not be old enough, then that shouldn't even be
and
something that you're pursuing.
That's what parents are thinking when they bring their daughters to places. That
she's got a girl walking around with tattoos and piercings. You ain't
not
guessing.
That.
But growing up though, like listen,
they ain't built
our,
the same.
Our grandmothers were having babies at 14 and 15 and getting married at 14.
It's
and 15.
Always been like
that's
that.
How society used to be.
Yeah.
But we're just trying to fuck, but to be honest,
a woman, a girl starts her period at what, 12, 13, 14, whatever.
They don't have the same morals.
So they're built to start carrying babies at that age, but society says it's wrong. That's why you know what I'm saying?
It's about how you do it. Not saying,
but the environment says otherwise.
If a 30-year-old get with a 16-year-old and he pimping her type shit, it's wrong.
That's wrong.
If a 30-year-old get with a 16-year-old who her mama ain't never been shit, she out here in the streets and she teaching her how to.
Nah, it's still wrong.
It's still wrong.
Yeah, because
it's still wrong.
So you'd rather have her be in the streets?
It's only wrong if you're black.
She shouldn't be in the streets.
Elvis
Presley, all these rock stars took these girls out of the fucking trailer parks and made them
all the rock star wives.
But there's one
and
thing.
And they praise for it. But when niggas do it, we get...
You're making it a race thing.
Stella can get
it's every race.
America is a race thing. It's always a race thing in America.
But it's always been a grown man fucking with a teenager is fucked up no matter what race.
Not in rock and roll.
It's been like that for
because Hollywood's different.
Exactly.
It was like that when the black niggas was doing it in America.
I don't think it's cool.
In America, it's a class and race thing. It isn't a right or wrong thing. That's just how it's always been.
It's always been the older nigga is okay with getting a younger girl.
Yeah.
Always.
I mean, that's just in the Bible. A woman should be half the age.
All our generations, our grandpaps was older than our grandmas.
Yeah, my grandma was 14 when she got married.
You know?
How about everyone mind their fucking business? You can get...
I don't know about all that. I mean, you can get disrespected. Two things can be right at the same
and
time.
As a fucking teenager. It just depends on your situation. It doesn't matter if he's of age or not of age.
But my daughter shouldn't be in situations where
she's dealing with someone that's of older.
And I feel like that's
it's my job. It's my job to try to keep her out of those situations.
Who ain't got fathers? Who ain't got fathers their whole life, but and they meet a 30-year-old who put them on game like, hey, you ain't got to be out here doing this.
That's why you just mind your business.
Right. Is it bad?
Right.
I just mind my business.
Is it bad?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Let's talk about that situation, though. Because if you do, I mean, now, let me put a disclaimer out there.
Saving her out of one bad situation and putting her in another one?
Would not do this, but at the same time, I understand it. In a situation, whereas if you're an older man and you see a chick out here doing bad that she shouldn't be doing out here doing stuff, and you're trying to help her and put her on game,
and
that should not be frowned upon.
And she been selling pussy though.
Right.
What are you doing wrong? She been doing.
Especially if I'm trying to help.
Yeah, because everybody thinks it's coming from a girl that had a happy home and gets caught up in the streets.
Some of these girls actually want to do it.
They get fucking molested by their parents, or they go out in the streets, and then some real nigga like saves them or takes advantage of them. It can happen either way. So that's why you got to mind your business. You never know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
If you go,
Vanessa Bryant was 17 years old, right? She was a high school dropout. She had nothing. Kobe got the rape charge. Oh, I'm going to leave him. Then she woke up and said, damn, I ain't leaving without Kobe. So some of these girls, bro, just.
Is it fair to say.
Mind your business and let them do what they do.
Most women, most females want an older gentleman.
I don't know.
I feel that's fair to say.
Because
if you
want to
do percentage, right?
There's women that like younger dudes and there's women that like older dudes.
Look at these teachers.
Yeah.
All these teenagers.
Yeah. You got most.
My girl's older than me.
That's tough, though. Because you got nigga teachers and women teachers messing with young kids. But you now, you got a lot of. Women teachers are doing.
What
the fuck were those teachers at? Because these young boys is growing up. There's something in the water.
It's not no regular young nigga.
Right.
It ain't that, bro. These young boys are fucking doing big scams now. So they walking in with racks. You know what I'm saying? They doing BOAs and PNCs and Navy Federals. So they making more money than they got them teachers.
Is that fair to say that women want a younger dude?
Yeah,
older cougars, right?
Mm-hmm. Give me that mic, right? Give me the rat mic.
Say that, but now
I don't know how to talk.
Let me flip the script.
I need more practice, JT, but we never do it.
Let me flip the script a little bit because there's something else that came on that falls in the lines of what we're talking on. So there was an NFL player recently that He ran out of paying for the pussy.
Oh yeah, I seen that.
my nigga jetted. But let me tell you though. Tell me why the chick that was butt ass naked up was catching up.
Right,
she was catching
up.
She's just as fast. Yeah. So how do y'all feel about running out on pussy that you're supposed to pay for?
I mean,
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Was it wet?
No.
That's fucked up.
How you know it wasn't wet that he ran off?
I seen black asses. There's black, but
he said, "Were they whack? Was it whack? Was it whack? Is that
he
why
didn't
he ran
pay
out?
Pay for it because it was whack. It was
I don't know, but
I mean, how you run? Why you run out on it if you're supposed to pay up front?
That was
aren't
your
you question.
Well, no, I mean, how do you feel about that?
Ain't like, that how
so,
these
so you're,
dudes
you're
caught,
an NFL player?
Ain't that how they get caught in the sting operations? They pay first, so then the cops come in and it's like, oh, you paid. I didn't even do
entrapment.
Nothing.
But I feel like he must have been a returning customer. He was trying to get that on credit.
He
might have been trying to get that
me,
on credit.
You front me some pussy.
Jet away.
You front me some pussy next time
lame.
I pay double.
You know what I'm saying? That is lame. Yeah, that's lame as fuck. I don't care
for it anyway.
Like the pussy couldn't obviously be whack because you're obviously a returning. Like you know where to get this chick from. You know what I'm saying? She obviously trusted you enough for you not to pay first.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because most chicks, they won't want that bread.
But you think a bitch just going to come and just do all that for free? What he put to that? Who bought that hotel room?
Right.
Who bought the food? Who bought the drugs?
That's how Sam Cooke got killed.
Mm-hmm. But more importantly, there's a more important message to this whole situation. Because for one, now, JT, I'm sure you can kind of sympathize. I'm sure everybody can sympathize with this, what I'm about to say. If I'm an NFL... I'm not saying I'm going to pay for pussy, but if I'm in the NFL, though.
Wasn't he an ex-NFL man?
No, he's in the
Let me
league
ask
now.
You a question, bro.
If I'm in the NFL, why am I even paying for pussy
Let me
anyway?
Ask you a question. Okay,
some
so.
Niggas just ain't got
sometimes, right. Sometimes no strings attached.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask y'all. 2 years ago, Jordan Poole, Cameron came out and said Jordan Poole was a sucker for paying $250,000 to have a date with Ice Spice.
Yeah.
It was whack. Super weird.
He just signed a $100 million contract.
But he still
paid. He don't give a fuck about that $250,000.
If you're talking to a player,
Ice Spice is the hottest rapper,
and she's the wackest rapper.
Yeah,
but she's the most popular. Yeah.
Bro, I can hit.
And she's bad.
I can hit something better than Ice Spice for less.
And that's what Cameron said. Like, bitch, that bitch is from the Bronx. You
right. Yeah. Yeah. Like, I can hit something better anyway. Than that for less.
But that's what he wanted.
But my whole
but
thing
that's
is,
what he wanted. And he
can
afford
it. You can go
listen,
to
listen,
Oklahoma.
Listen,
it ain't tricking if you got it.
If you want $1 million Bugatti and you got it.
And you got $100 million.
It's a stupid
it
purchase.
It ain't tricking if you got
it's
it.
It's a stupid purchase. But if you got it and that's what you want, then
that's
buy it.
That's how I feel. So, yes, if I'm in the NFL,
I mean,
like,
when,
it,
is,
it,
when
listen,
is a man
rich,
in a position
I'm
to
order
really...
Bitches. I want
to
bid that.
Right.
That is like Kim Kardashian. Bring me 10 of them and I'll choose four of them.
Yeah.
So,
you're
when
not,
is
yeah,
a
you're,
man
you're not
really
wrong.
In the
you're
position
You're not wrong,
because
I would do the same thing. Right? If I could, if I knew, like, okay, I'm about to get this hotel room, I want, like, 5 or 10
as an NBA player.
As an NBA player. And this is what I'm going to be doing. Then yes, I want you.
Find me three Belasian bitches and make sure that
250. Y'all can split it.
So obviously he wasn't one of these niggas, right?
Write the check. He's Jordan Poole. He's a
no.
NBA
the nigga who ran out.
The nigga who ran out. Yeah,
so
yeah. Right. Well, he wasn't one of these niggas because I never heard of him until then.
Yeah, I didn't hear that.
Okay, so if you're talking to a regular nigga, okay.
But if she chasing him, it was probably a couple $100.
But it was more than $100.
But I will say this: even if you're on the practice squad, league minimum is what? 250? 500?
Couple hundred thousand.
You got lame niggas on the practice squad, and you got cool niggas on the practice squad.
There was a nigga on the Dallas Cowboys.
Lou Will.
Stealing draws.
Lou Will.
About 10 years ago.
Oh.
Fucking running back. Jameis fucking Winston was stealing lobsters out of fucking Publix.
I think
we talked about that.
When you're big man
on campus, he probably was going in that Publix every week getting shit for free because the dude was like, "Here, you're good, you're Jameis."
Yeah, yeah.
And then he went the one day that dude wasn't working, or they got new management, or they got new management.
Cool,
this because
shit,
it's Jameis Winston,
and he walked off with it.
And you see what Jameis Winston did? What other quarterback did that? That nigga said.
Some
niggas playing.
You're right. No, he was.
Some niggas have to pay for it.
He was eating the W's. He was eating the wins.
How many niggas you know did?
That's why he fucked
up. Cam Newton ain't played in the NFL for how long? I guarantee you, Cam Newton ain't got to pay for no pussy over Jameis Winston.
Yeah, you're right.
Some niggas got it, some niggas don't.
True.
But that's even Jameis Winston.
We are in a time where females are more popular than men.
Kobe ain't got no
game. You get more clout from Kobe fucking Instagram, bitch.
Kobe
got a game on the court,
but Kobe ain't spend no game
Jameis
to
Jameis Winston, I mean, Cam Newton is a has-been. So some of these Instagram girls that's booming right
Cam
now.
Cam Newton is a player.
Yeah,
Cam Newton is a player.
Yeah, they're talking about his charisma. They're talking about his charisma, not his football.
Yeah, bro. Cam Newton. Charisma. Cam Newton's that nigga.
That nigga Jordan Poole had to pay for it.
He gonna saw
Cam
some people
Newton
up.
Is a joke.
No.
Lou Will came off the bench. Man.
Big joke.
Yo, I guarantee Cam Newton's the only nigga that I know can handle Gucci. Three niggas and his hat still stay
Lou
up.
Lou Will left the bubble. Well, Lou Will left the bubble to go to fucking Magic City to get wings
Will
and got suspended.
No starter, right?
Yeah.
So,
so you're in the NFL. Even if you're making the league minimum $500,000, are you gonna really run out on the vagina?
I don't understand why you're trying to hire somebody for pussy and then not pay.
Some niggas
and then not pay, but not pay. I'm saying if you're gonna hire somebody for it, then why are you gonna not pay?
Because I'm paying.
You think Lamar Odom ran off on coochie?
Why are you trying to scam
Hell
a hooker?
No. That nigga went dead in the coochie.
Why you acting like that niggas pay bills? That's just a bill that need to be paid, and he didn't pay it.
I thought
some niggas run up on the bill collector all the time. Ain't nothing new.
But don't you pay up front? But don't you pay up front?
Lamar Odom was in the whole scandal.
Not all the time.
He was in the whole scandal.
Some niggas scam everything. Bitches, niggas.
He's a scammer.
Pets.
I'm sorry. Hey, listen. If I didn't pay for the coochie,
why do you run out the hotel?
It's just scam. That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? They can't help it.
And different type of niggas that got to run off on pussy.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what they do.
Yeah.
So, because some niggas don't have to pay bills.
Did Kobe run off on the pussy?
Damn, that's crazy. You know what? He probably did because...
That's the bill.
That's why she sued him.
Yeah, like,
that's the bill. I'm going to have my assistant pay
you. You know how many niggas get their shit took in from the IRS?
Ran off on the plug.
It don't matter how much money you got, bro. You can't get the...
Sometimes that shit in you. It's in you. It ain't on you.
MC Hammer made what? $40 million?
And he's still
and
making
he broke.
Money. He's still
that's
making money.
That's because his account
that's, mm-hmm. but wasn't paid. And because he was a nigga.
And that's what they think. But guess what? I guarantee you MC Hammer is one of the niggas that's still paid from right now.
I mean.
Back in his day.
He
lost royalties, bro.
He got more money than he did back then.
Right.
He got it back plus more. Yeah, MC Hammer, he's a part owner in Twitter.
Hey, yo, I want to say a shout-out to Reggie Bush that gave him his Heisman back. Shout-out to my boy Reggie. Cause that was some bullshit.
Yeah.
They made him a fucking scapegoat. Everybody was getting paid.
Matt Liner was getting paid. Everybody was getting paid. Mike Williams was getting paid back then.
Right.
Man.
Everybody was getting paid.
Don't get me started.
And then they want to focus on Reggie because Reggie was the best. And I'm happy that they gave him his fucking trophy back. Sorry about that.
No, I agree. Because Reggie was like... I don't want to get into this right now. But besides Barry Sanders, I feel like Reggie
don't
Bush...
Don't you say that.
I feel like what? Reggie Bush is in the
best
top
college?
Five.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders, I think, is the best college running back
Reggie
ever.
Reggie Bush was dynamic as
well. Well, hold on.
Must see TV.
O.J. Simpson.
Bro.
Ricky Williams.
Marcus Allen.
They're college. He said.
In college, they were the shit. But must see TV.
Marcus Allen, USC.
But must see TV, like you
Reggie
have to watch.
You have to watch Reggie Bush. Yeah, you got to watch
Reggie Bush.
It's different. It's different.
Did
I would be
the
in the club
on a football field.
Why did they take his shit?
They took it because he was taking money.
Yeah,
he bought his parents a crib.
Did he buy pussy? Yeah.
Dog, like it's so
did
weird.
Was he a nigga that had to buy pussy on college campus? No. Did you?
He
do you think Reggie Bush was a nigga that had to buy pussy?
He probably paid him to leave.
No. I don't think that nigga had to buy pussy.
Nigga,
he was getting all types of pussy.
Every nigga has to buy pussy.
No matter how rich you are, if you can't get the one you want, you will always pay for pussy.
Yeah,
anybody watching clip right now on FX, it's about the Donald Sterling story.
If you buy a purse.
I want to see that. I want to watch that. Is that shit out?
It's on Hulu right now.
Okay, I'm watching that.
He's a billionaire, and guess what?
He had to buy
he
pussy,
lost
bro.
His franchise
listen,
over pussy.
You may you think Reggie Bush had to
pussy
run out on pussy.
You. Listen, you may not, give her cash.
Yeah. You tricking.
You may not give her cash, but you're buying something.
Yeah, he lost it all.
So, yes.
I remember.
But you know, when they come up with that intention, if they going to give you some from the beginning, are you a trick? You either this nigga or you that nigga.
Mm-hmm.
That's in the NFL or the NBA.
Listen.
Well, let's be clear, because at the end of the day, in some form or fashion, we all
you're paying
pay for
something.
It. We all pay
you're
for
buying
it.
Something. You're doing something.
If you're not
taking
rich,
her on a trip,
pussy,
something.
Sex is like high school. Pussy you getting, I mean, pussy you want, you ain't getting. Pussy you getting, you don't want. If you're not rich, right?
And if you could use this tool called money,
but if
you
are
you're
rich,
gonna get
you
it.
Can get pussy that you want.
You're going to get
but
it.
But if you ain't rich, you're getting pussy that you don't want.
Mm-hmm. If you take her on a yacht, if you take her on a yacht, you pay for the pussy.
Right.
It's the same thing.
You pay for
it's
the yacht. Thing.
All of us in high school right now, right? For all of us in high school with our high school mind, we all probably ain't getting no pussy.
Remember, you know I stay the pussy, man.
I don't know. In high school, I got a lot of
that's
pussy
what
in high school.
That's what he told me for. He
said that's what we're not going to do.
Right, he met me with pussy.
But
it's
I understand
about
what he's saying. I understand what he's saying, though.
If you put niggas in, niggas.
I don't.
Everybody ain't got to pay for pussy. I ain't never paid for no pussy.
Yes, you have, bro.
Did you ever buy somebody something? You ever take them on a date? You ever?
But he ain't fucking a hoe that he want to fuck. Every day. See, it's a difference. If you want to fuck the bad
if you want,
you're
if,
paying for pussy. If you want to fuck the that, hoe no, that anybody right. can fuck, you ain't got to pay for it. You can fuck bitches. Bitches are
you
here.
Think every nigga Kim Kardashian hip got to pay for it?
Yeah.
She
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. All so, she want it.
Yeah, so, they are.
She wants it, but
you think
at the same
she
time,
Ray J
they're
up,
paying,
Ray J
without,
pay for
they're paying
it?
For it without paying
Ray
for it.
Ray J already paid for it.
Yeah, because Kim is, Ray J fucked before she got famous. But Kim is huge.
But he already paid for it.
You they're think paying, she don't crave for niggas?
He probably
they're
paid
paying,
for
he paid for it back
sure
then, and
for
he
niggas,
made her famous.
You think she fly niggas out?
But
and they're still
but
getting paid
the
off
niggas,
the sex
they're
tape.
Paying for it without paying for it because they're trying to want. She's Kim Kardashian. They're trying to wine and dine her and do all
you
these things.
You want to wine and dine niggas?
But
you,
meanwhile, she knows she ain't got to.
Do
she knows she ain't got to wine and dine niggas.
Do you ever go home whenever you don't want to?
Every nigga ain't got to pay for pussy.
Do you ever go home when you don't want to?
Yeah.
Well, then you paying for
it. Yeah, you paying.
Right.
Yeah, you paying
when
for
you
it.
When you ain't, you be paying for it.
It might not be $100.
It's time, and you paying for it, bro. Ain't no nigga that's out here saying fuck me. You know you got no.
You gotta do something.
Y'all think these women ain't got no list?
Oh, baby,
right?
I like the drink Casamigos. Oh, you want that Casamigo?
Yeah,
hey,
y'all think these girls ain't got lists?
Yeah.
Y'all think it's women who ain't got their own shit? You ain't got to pay for nothing. I'm gonna hit you. Y'all think these women ain't doing it like
absolutely.
That to us?
Absolutely.
It's some niggas who ain't got to pay for it. Some, he got it.
Yeah, but
right. There's certain ones.
Yeah,
we all got the certain ones where we ain't paying for nothing. But there's also those ones
free bitches.
Where, we got to pay a little something.
That's how you get burnt.
Whether
dog, hey, man, I'm at the bar. You want to fuck? Let's go fuck. We can do that, but that's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I did that one night. I had my chains on and shit. I was at the bar. I went and fucked the hoe, and I stayed too fucking late. Her nigga come busting. Boom, boom. I'm in the room like, damn, Tony, you should have took your black ass home. I'm about to get my ass.
Man, shit took me a minute to pay for some coochie. I'm talking about in my
You said you never paid for it.
In my late 20s.
Didn't he just say he never paid for it?
Do you know what a white man told me a long time ago?
Ask me
you
how
don't
I pay
for
it,
the fuck. You pay for them to leave.
To leave.
You don't pay the fuck. You pay for them to leave.
And that's the realest shit ever.
That's what real men. When I got shit to do.
I need to clear my mind.
Make sure. And then. You know, my girl ain't gonna bump. I don't care. My girl above this shit. When I got shit to do. Cause I'm a busy man, you know what I'm saying.
Niggas got work, niggas got kids.
I don't got time
to
be fucking texting.
Shit.
I love you. I miss you. None of that. Hey, here's a 50. Here's a 40. Here's this. Do this. Do that.
That's tricking, right? That's tricking.
Yeah. It ain't tricking if you got it.
It's tricking.
And I got it.
No.
Mm-hmm. It is.
No. Nope. T.I.
It ain't tricking if you got it.
You know what I'm saying? When it's tools. It's still tricking. It's called tools. When you got tools, you use tools.
I got $40. You can't take that it's tricking if you ain't got it and say that it's not tricking.
No, it ain't tricking if you got it.
I had to learn it because I thought it was tricking and simping too, but if it's a tool, like money's a tool. I don't need, like, yeah, money to me, it doesn't even mean money to me. Money is a tool because it makes me get shit done.
Fire.
He's 16.
If you fucking buy a pair of Jordans and you can never afford to buy them again, that's tricking to look cool. But if you can keep buying them every month that they come out, that ain't tricking, bro. You can afford
it. You got
it.
You can afford it.
If you can afford to buy that Louis belt, like when I bought my first Louis belt, I was tricking because I never bought a fucking another one. You know what I'm saying? But if I would have bought two of them bitches.
Did that Louis belt get you pussy?
No, I was already getting pussy. That Louis belt was for me.
You was always getting pussy that you paid for?
I mean, you don't.
Did that Louis belt get you pussy?
I didn't start paying for pussy until I had money. You feel me? When I have money, I couldn't. But now, when you got money, you can think like, okay. When you got 40 to spend, that 50. That's why rich people pay pussy because it's a tool. Like, let me just get this number.
Like you said, I ain't paying you to come.
I can jack off or I can get some head real quick. That's really that simple. But I can afford it. You feel me? I can afford it. I can move on with my day, and it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's a quick look, and I'm out. You know what I'm saying? Instead of me being like, oh, I got caught because she's texting me. I got caught because it's too much. You know what I'm saying? It's just, and I'm out. You feel me? It's a different class, bro. Like, when you're in a different class, you could do different things. I didn't even get a dog until I had enough breath to say, ooh, I want to do something different. See, when I was, like, broke, all I could think about was not being broke. So you don't think about, like, that's, like, the normal things.
I'm saying is it's two different type of niggas. You got a nigga who have to run off on this pussy, and you got niggas who don't have to.
Niggas that got money can pay for pussy because they're so busy. They ain't got time to be.
Kobe had money.
And he was paying for pussy. That's why he got caught.
He had to run off.
He was paying for prostitute, and he said that he raped her.
Diddy got all the money in the world.
And did he have to pay $30 million for Cassidy to keep him out of prison?
Now we're talking about this.
The video came out. Diddy was rich. He had to pay $30 million. Like, you all gotta pay. Y'all gotta pay. Bitches will get you no matter what. Kobe lost $150 million. You know what I'm saying? That ain't short change. Like, no matter how rich you are, they almost took Bill Cosby's whole legacy. You know what I'm saying? Pussy will destroy you.
Bill Cosby at right now?
Do not put it on a pedestal.
He's out of jail. He got out.
No. I said
all right, let's go.
Hey, let's I got something else that I want to talk to y'all about. So, everybody knows who Matt Stafford is, right?
Oh, yep. Yeah. He's from Georgia.
Yeah, right.
Shout out Bulldogs.
Yeah. See, I'm glad you said that. So, there was a podcast that came out this past week with Matt Stafford's wife. And she just happened to go to the same school, Georgia, and was a cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
So she had told the story about how when they first started dating, that they dated, then broke up, and she dated the backup quarterback.
Of course they was broken up.
Yeah, right. She dated the backup quarterback.
Of course they broke them up.
Because, you know, that's what they always say. We was on a break.
Well, basically, that bitch ain't shit because she did the backup quarterback.
So she went down.
But that's like fucking his best friend.
We're in
a quarterback
room. You went down.
No,
don't think about
his lame
ass friend. There's a reason. Like, there's a method behind their madness.
Okay, but it's like fucking his lame ass best friend.
No, let him finish.
Fuck the starting quarterback of the rivalry team.
No, but
that's how you go up.
She
was trying to make him jealous by fucking with the backup because the backup's competing for the starting job. Matt Stafford is the starting quarterback for the Georgia Bulldogs.
She's whack. Fuck the starting quarterback for Auburn or for Alabama or for fucking Florida or for Tennessee. Don't fuck the backup on the. That's whack.
She fucked the starter to fuck with the backup to get the fuck with the starter's brain.
That's like my girl.
You know what I mean? So there was a method to her madness.
Yeah.
That to me.
And you know what?
I get it, but that's some horse.
Ultimately, she might have been fucking with a nigga from Alabama.
That's real.
That was telling him, selling her to getting this nigga head to do this.
Yeah, for real.
Why, but why would Alabama nigga fuck?
Oh, because it's rival.
Yes, yeah,
it's rival.
Like, he just said.
No, why would that?
No,
why
you just said that fuck with somebody from Army.
Not fucking her and be like, hey, yo, instead of me fucking
her. No, Bama
you,
niggas fucking her and telling her, hey, fuck, get in this nigga's head so we could, so when it comes time.
Yeah, you fucking on me, but hey, fuck with the backup.
Yeah.
Old ass.
Clearly, she's for the streets. If she's gonna fuck the backup to make her mad, to make him mad, clearly, I mean, she's for
clearly
the streets.
She's
like, what was she thinking? Hey, but what was she thinking? Hey, I'm a fuck the backup. So, nigga, I'm gonna make you a better quarterback or something.
Maybe that.
Like, what type of shit is,
no,
like,
women think with their heart, not their brain. So she, yeah, was, she didn't think that Matthew Stafford was gonna be Matthew Stafford.
If my chick ever did this, she wouldn't be my chick.
Went to the Lions.
You're not gonna Georgia fuck. You're not gonna fuck my replacement.
Super Bowl 2 years ago, three years ago.
Yeah, you're not gonna fuck my replacement to make me know I'm a better quarterback.
This nigga broke every record in Detroit, and then he won a bowl. He's a Hall of Famer.
What quarterback have Detroit had?
Exactly. He's the best.
Okay,
one.
So don't kick it to me like he broke records. What nigga had records to break? What quarterback in Detroit had records to break?
Somebody set him, and then he broke them.
Well, who said it?
He holds every record. How about that? Sorry about that. You're right. Matthew Stafford holds
it
every record.
It don't matter. The franchise has been around long enough.
L.A., and he won a Super
And you know why he did that? Because that bitch played with him. And cut him
There we go.
Yeah.
There we go. And that's the root of the story.
Right? Hey, because she knows, hey, because nigga, if you fuck up, I'm gonna fuck your backup on this pro team. But they're still married.
But she was lame as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
She
for
tapped
fucking
that nigga
down.
Into some real shit.
She tapped, hey.
You don't love
that. That could be real.
If you playing, guess what? This is what it could be.
That's like.
And she brought the dog out of there.
That's like you having a bad bitch and you get caught fucking with a crackhead.
Where that crackhead might be doing something, the main bitch ain't doing
that. Yeah, that's true, too.
No matter how fine she is, she smoked crack.
Oh, man. Just keeping
it real. So, Mrs. Stafford's for the streets.
She's for the streets, but I guess she's doing a good job, though. She's been holding it down for the past 20 years.
Hey, yo, this is the question for JT.
J Tizzle. Man, you got to get to smile.
Every time I pull the mic back,
he just get closer and closer. Yeah,
but like Jorgens. All right.
Quit fucking close to the mic.
How trash, this is a boring question. How trash it, is the NBA draft now that we have no number one prospects? Right?
There are no prospects.
We talk more about Bronny James.
Exactly. Who might not even get drafted.
The number one overall pick.
I don't know.
Is it a dude from Purdue?
Yeah, he'll be one of the top. Zach Edey.
Is it him? Right? I don't know.
I don't even know who's in the draft.
What's the last class so y'all know? Oh, yeah, bro come from here, bro come from there. The first five.
I wasn't last year because I'm.
Not last
you
year.
You only know Wembanyama.
Oh, you mean the first five?
Yeah.
I was
it's been a minute.
Zion, John Morant, R. John
Barrett. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, right,
that's
it. Right,
dude.
Right.
Yeah,
DJ Washington.
That was the last one. Yeah, that's it. That was the last one. The Zion, John Morant,
ain't none of
Cam Reddish.
Yeah.
Cam Reddish.
That was the last one.
Yeah, that was the last one.
But before that,
think John Morant got to pay for pussy? Even if
no,
he
no.
He's stuck on that.
Do you think John Morant got to pay for
listen,
pussy?
You don't. There's a. So listen.
I don't know. It depends on who it
listen,
is, man.
So, he, so here, listen.
No,
listen.
No,
listen.
No,
hold
no,
on,
no,
hold
honestly,
on. Hold on.
John Morant can go indie club.
Listen to me. He doesn't have to pay for pussy. He can get top tier pussy because he's John Morant. But there's going to be some who might not do it unless he pays. So he doesn't have to, but if he's getting the one that he really wants that he can't get, then he got
to
pay for that shit.
But you have to know what's going on right now. Zion Williamson
okay,
is
that's
caught
the...
up right now from the shit that
but
that
from two niggas,
about,
Zion
right?
and John Morant.
Paid for pussy.
But Ryan Mills, he's in trouble. He's all caught up
okay,
right
because,
now caught up. Over that same shit.
Because he the type of nigga. You think John Morant would have these issues?
No, it ain't. 99
I mean,
no more. These females on Instagram are
expose
billionaires.
You.
Zion ain't got
he's
no game. He never been a nigga like
nah,
that.
Nah, these women are expose.
He always been
these
a nigga
women,
who pay for pussy.
Cats,
worth more than them.
Cat Stack started that shit.
Cat Stack.
Like, these women are worth
whatever happened to her? She's still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah,
she's caked up.
Perfect example. A nigga like Shador Sanders, right?
Ooh, That nigga's
caked up. He's not bigger than some of these Instagram hoes.
But you think he got to pay for pussy?
He needs them.
No. Yeah. He needs them. I don't think Shador Sanders got to pay for pussy.
To be with some of these Instagram bitches? Yes.
I don't think so.
Seen their followers?
He got that swag. He got that shit in him.
I don't think you're seeing it.
He got that dog in you.
His dad is Deion Sanders.
Listen.
You have it in you or you don't.
Dog, his dog's Deion Sanders. That clout enough.
Chris Brown is
enough. He ain't gonna pay for nobody because he's Chris Brown.
Right.
But if you're a new up and comer, no.
Okay, so
you can't get everybody. There's no such thing as
to
being able to have everybody.
The style, you have to pay. Ain't no nigga fucking Meg Thee Stallion without the bag. Period.
You think Soulja Boy? He been in the game so long, right?
Yeah,
he's a coke kid. He's wild.
None of these girls care about him.
Okay, so he got to pay for pussy. He's in prison.
He's getting fucked by niggas. Maybe like Casanet. Does Casanet got paid for pussy? Yes. And he's a fucking billionaire.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he does. He got paid for pussy.
Will have to pay. Kevin Hart got caught paying for pussy.
And then on top of that,
Kevin Hart was the biggest comedian ever.
They may want to fuck you and come at you, but they know you got money, so you got to pay.
You got to pay.
If I ever go to Vegas, I'm paying for pussy. I'm paying for pussy.
You might be on her list.
I'm paying.
She might want to fuck you.
What's that?
But she knows you got money.
What's that nigga name on Colorado? Shador, right?
Yeah.
What's the...
He paying for pussy.
Travis Hunter.
They're paying for pussy. They're not rich enough.
Shador got it in him.
But he ain't... But they're paying for pussy.
But they know Shador got money, too.
Okay, minus the fact, though, he got it in him. He got some type of swag. He come from there, right?
But that don't mean you can fuck every bitch.
Hunter is way better. He athletic. Whatever.
What does that mean?
He's lame. He have to pay for pussy. He got to run out these hotel rooms.
You don't know what he does when he's with these bitches.
You don't know what they doing, bro.
You don't know what he's doing with these bitches.
You don't know what they doing.
Because he looked like he got swag.
I think, honestly, bro, because Deion Sanders is a rich kid, he may be lame. He ain't grew up in the hood. He grew up with Deion Sanders. Rich as fuck.
Because he did
never had to worry about it.
But Deion's Deion, though, man.
He's just doing that because his PR told him to. Right? His PR was like, yo, do that. Everything he does, he's a nigga with no money. He's a fucking square.
What's a guy who don't flaunt his money? And who got it?
Regardless.
Somewhere kind of like J. Cole, but not like J. Cole.
Regardless.
The nigga from Power, Andre, the African nigga. His parents said he couldn't spend a...
Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, yeah, right.
Michael B. Jordan.
He attractive, though. You think that nigga got to pay for pussy?
Everybody pay for pussy.
Listen, River.
Donald Sterling was an NBA team owner, and he lost his team over pussy.
More niggas pay for pussy than don't.
Everybody pays for pussy, bro.
Yeah, more niggas
Will
pay for pussy.
Pay for all the pussy.
How about this?
Now that's one nigga I'll say. I don't think he ever had to pay for pussy. You don't get.
Hey, if I fly,
you don't get that much pussy. Listen, you're paying.
If they fly her out, that's paying.
Yeah, bro, you're paying.
Yeah, that's true.
If you buy them drinks and buying hotels for them and buying cocaine, like he was buying cocaine and drugs and LSD and like rooms and
all right, let's move on.
All I'm saying is to end this. Some niggas got to run out the room. Some niggas don't.
Smoke break.
Let's take a smoke break. Hey, let's play that TG 38 degrees, 36 Ooh. Degrees.
I'm gonna take it back
because I was just listening to that the other day and I was like,
hey, yo, my nigga Pharaoh, I fuck with Pharaoh. I can make 10 albums. He will forever say YouTube Beats 1 was his favorite album. I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's on 2, though.
That's on 2.
Oh,
and he knows that.
So that's on 2.
That's hard.
Yeah.
Dice want me to make a third one.
Hey, let's go.
The Inbox.
Damn, boy, they ran a full curve again. Shit.
Doing 90 on the freeway, yeah, my phone on 12%. Swerving while I'm on my line, blowing glue all in the tin. It's 30 on the clock, I'm supposed to meet my dog at 7. Told myself I'm doing that, but I gotta pay my rent. Many minutes on the tune, yeah, that old school 50 cent. They just locked my brother up, 12 was plotting on his crib. Yeah, y'all heard they hit your man, them boys was plotting on his shit. Oh, nobody shot his ass, that little nigga wild as shit. Pulled up to my dog, he got 2K and them rods out. I'm Dola tonight, you usually see me with the squads out. I'm bros doing life, the ones that you sleep at my mom's house. Feel like Dolomite, you gon' see me with the stars now. Keep raising the prices, COVID shit slick, got it hard now. Time to raise the bar, now to ran into his mom's house. Rather half a brick with
picked her up and broke it all down. Ain't sleeping on the bitch. It's too cold for that shit. 36 degrees outside. I just hit a lit. Met another band. Got cozy with your bitch. I'm hit up my line. Say that they ran it cause shit. Just another nigga trying to come up and get rich. 36 degrees outside. I just hit a lit. Met another man. Got cozy with your bitch. I'm hit up my line. Say they just ran it cause shit. Just another nigga trying to come up and get rich.
36 degrees outside. Then we been outside. Riding low while I'm swerving. Burning down. This ain't a prize.
Smoking.
Bro just hit my line. About to pull up in the ride. Duffel bag. He came outside. I'm like, damn, bro, what's inside? I smell chicken. I smell pies. He said, you ain't never lie. That's that money in the air. Christina, Britney Spears. I said, yeah. He said,
yeah.
I hear you loud and clear. Now all I see is green lights and haters in the rear. Y'all still busting them sideways. Caught your girl looking sideways. Now I'm getting brain smoking high grade on my cam shit. Crime page running up a bag from my time fade. Do me, do it my way on my Craig shit. Cause I'm still here every Friday. It's one up.
One up, nigga. Yeah. Oh, I'm you.
Oh, I'm you.
One up.
Gotta stay on your toes out here, man.
Got to.
Some haters on your heels. In my rear view.
36 degrees outside. I just hit it lit. Made another band. Got cozy with your bitch. Unk hit up my line. Say they just ran it cause shit. Just another nigga trying to come up and get rich. 36 degrees outside. I just hit it lit. Made another band. Got cozy with your bitch. Unk hit up my line. Say they just ran it cause shit. Just another nigga trying to come up and get rich. Yeah. Come up and get rich. Just another.
Oh, I'm you.
Just another nigga trying to come up and get rich. Yeah.
The Inbox.
Yo, 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 we're back, we're back. So, hey, we just actually just started talking about something. So, y'all remember a couple episodes back how JT was telling you about how he went to L.A. and then he got with Drewski and was on the show and then, you know, with Twan Green
Crip
and
Mac.
Crip Mac and all that.
50 well, fifth, shout out.
Well, the show's out now and
Mac.
We're about to watch some of the parts. And Swan's gonna give us some commentary.
Okay, so basically it was a situation. Shout out to my boy Fairmont. I've known him for 20 years. That's my fucking dog.
All right, first off, shout out JT
showing up
on the Crip Mac.
I was right behind Crip Mac right here, but he was too tall, so like you couldn't see.
You too skinny. Right here, right after this.
Why you gotta talk about my weight?
Because you talking about mine.
Fat boy.
Hey.
So look, so that's
oh, Fat Boy Man.
And like, yeah, yo. Right? And I'm behind him, right? Yeah, yeah.
But he does, Twan shows up after.
Yeah, yeah, I show up on the steps.
After the fight, too.
Yo, this is wild.
So like, I'm on the steps. Really
after the fight, when they
go
run
back,
out.
Go back.
Yeah, I want to hear the story.
On the step, right there. Oh, okay, never mind, go up a little
bit. No, there's another part. Oh, there he is.
Yep, there I go. Look, y'all see my Bugs Bunny?
Nah.
Go back a little bit. Sorry about that. I'm going to tell a story real quick. I'm going to show y'all. Yeah, so we're there the whole time, man.
He holding the whole fucking 12-pack. The Happy Dad.
That shit was nasty as fuck.
It was seltzer. It's fucking seltzer.
I'm sorry, Drewski, but that shit was nasty. But, alright, so listen. We out here, right? So, me and fucking JT, we go out to L.A., and there I go. Y'all see my little Buzz Bunny shit? Yeah. So, shit. We out there, right? So, I'm gonna make it real, real quick. We get there, what, Sunday?
I don't know.
So, Monday, we fucking wake up. We go to Venice Beach. Santa Monica, whatever and shit. We're you know, we doing a little video shit. We like filming and shit. And then my nigga Josh YNC called me. He said, "Hey yo, Josh. I mean, hey yo,
Monday, he texted me.
Monday, we out in fucking Hollywood, nigga. Come
and we were
fucking come.
We were
through.
On Venice Beach filming.
Yeah, we was on Venice Beach filming. So we goddamn got there and the fake Kanye was there and the nigga that brought the fake Drake out. So we're like, all right, cool. So we fucking with them and shit. And that led us to fucking with Crip Mac. Crip Mac was like, y'all want to come fuck with us on the Drewski set? We like, hell yeah. So we get on the fucking Drewski set, and it's nighttime. We done been there for like 8 hours. So we've been drinking Crip Amigos. That's what he called it, Crip Amigos. We've been drinking Casamigos all fucking day. By this time in this set, he's drunk. So he's telling niggas who want to catch a fade. So niggas start catching fades. You know what I'm saying? We've been there for like 8 hours. JT go use the restroom and shit, right? So he knock it. So, like, this nigga, Crip Mac, he fights one nigga. They're like, ah, shit. Crip Mac's manager, he comes over and he's like, man, what the fuck they doing, man? They got this nigga drunk. He out here fighting and shit. God damn it. So, fucking Crip Mac knock the nigga out. Boom, right? He knocks him out, right? They like, medical. You know what I'm saying? His manager come out, was like, yo, bro, we gotta go. This nigga's drunk. I'm like, what? Crip Mac comes back. They just, him and his manager just take off fucking running.
Just take off running. And the driveway is like a half a mile long.
And the driveway is like a whole, it's like one of them big ass hills. So they just take off fucking running and shit. And JT's in the bathroom in this fucking mansion. So I done fucking came here with JT. That's my bro. That's my dog. We from little ass Washington together. We out in fucking Bel Air. But we here with fucking Crip Mac.
Right. So if Crip Mac gotta go, we gotta go.
So do I run with JT? I mean, do I run with Crip Mac and his manager? Do I run with them? Or do I stay with JT?
Because his manager was making it like some shit might pop off if he stays.
We didn't have no service because we was out. We was real high.
In the hills.
In the hills. So we didn't have no service, right? So I'm like,
so yeah, we
fuck.
Don't have Wi-Fi in the house. So when you left the house, you didn't have no service.
So it got to a point where I'm standing up. Well, it got to a point where... So listen,
you gotta be on the mic.
It got to a point where, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, I'm standing there, Farrell. I'm standing there, literally. I'm like, damn, do I go get JT in the mansion, or do I go run with them? You know what I'm saying?
So this is the part.
He's texting me right now.
We testing JT right there. I'm testing JT because they're running. I'm testing them like, yo, nigga, you. They're running up. We gotta go.
All this shit happened in 5 minutes or less.
5 minutes.
I only went to the bathroom to piss.
That's how fast LA is. Bro, we spent half the time in LA running.
I literally went to the bathroom to piss. So I was in there for a minute and a half, came back out, and I'm like, what the fuck?
We spent half the time in L.A. running. We was running with the fake fucking Kanye and Josh YMC and the mayor from DMV.
So he left my ass, right?
Yeah. I left him.
He left me. But he did try to text me. But he did try to text me, and I didn't get
y'all
the text.
Police too?
No, they were fake police.
Oh, but listen, so I didn't get the text until he was coming back to get me, because he did come back to get me.
So listen, Rico.
So I see the text. So I see the text, and then I walk out. Cause I didn't know what happened.
That was the moral of the story.
The moral of the story was, he left his nigga.
I was thinking about business though. I was thinking, what would he want me to do? What would my manager want me to do?
Leave
because
him.
We are out here in LA.
I wouldn't have left.
Oh, y'all seen that boy Julio got killed.
I wouldn't have left, bro.
I saw that at his fucking.
I wouldn't have left.
Party. You wouldn't have left
because I'd have had to protect my artist.
So I didn't leave. Boom.
But listen,
he came back.
So on his way back, he must have got service again. His phone sent the text. I see the text. He's like, yo, we had to run out, bruh. Crip Mac and his man, Crip Mac got in a fight. He had to run out.
So I see the text.
What he just said, that makes sense because he had to protect his artist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the artist. So it's kind of a different dynamic.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm still
he was
nigga.
Looking for you, but you had already jumped ship and left.
I didn't know anything happened.
No, when I came out of the bathroom, I ran halfway down.
He didn't leave completely. He ran halfway down. He was like, you know what? I got to come back.
Yeah,
so listen,
I mean,
so listen. So listen. When I got when I saw the text, I started walking out down the driveway, and he's right there. But listen, I didn't know anything happened. So I come out the bathroom, I see the dude getting the medical. They're like checking his head because he hit his head, and I'm like, oh shit, they were slap boxing and he fell. Blah 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 blah. And I'm like, all right, everything's cool. But that was for the show. We didn't know it was for the show.
I mean, that was.
But Crit Max's manager was
really
nervous.
He really knocked him out. Like they, that shit, like. What
dude fell. He hit him and dude fell.
What me and JT learned in 2024, bro, they don't give niggas scripts, bro. We fucking pulled up.
We pulled up.
They told that nigga Crit Mac at the car. Like, they walked up to his car where we pulled up at.
He
like,
said, hold on. I'm not ready yet. I'm taking these pictures. I'm taking pictures.
So we're taking pictures of him and shit.
And he's like.
They're miking him up. And they say, listen,
they
bro.
They had three cameras out.
Have fake cops
three
come.
Cameramen. The fucking microphone people, they mic them up and they're like, look, we're putting this ankle bracelet on you. Mother so this is the story. This is what happened. This is what you're going to do.
And that's it.
And that's it.
And that nigga went to go.
You're on house arrest. You ain't supposed to be here.
And he was just being Crit Mac. So that's when I learned.
Damn.
Twan. When you just got to be just Twan.
Just be yourself.
So.
That's what he's famous for. Being himself.
So yes, big bro, if I'm fucking sagging my pants halfway down my ass, if I'm loud and fucking
that's
belligerent,
what got you to where you at.
And I'm fucking this and that, this is what got me where I'm at. That's who I am. Crit Mac is being paid to be him. Literally, he is literally being paid to be him.
He was on Leonard.
He's
the
just
plug.
Talking shit.
He's trying to win. Adam. He's trying to win. Yeah, I seen that session with Adam 22's wife,
yeah.
Lena. He said he's gonna fuck her pussy and ass.
Yep.
I
did see the
pussy
winner.
In her asshole.
I seen the tape. Not the tape with Crit Mac, but yeah.
I seen the tape.
Yeah, and he made it on Cassinet because they love snitches.
Yeah, this nigga snitch.
But before we get out of here, I got a question for y'all. And this is going to be crazy. This is a crazy ass question, but I seen it and I thought I would ask because I got a crazy answer. But the question is, a man says that he will not step in if his baby mother is being physically abused by her new boyfriend because it's not his responsibility. She's no longer under my protection. Thoughts? Is he right or wrong?
He's right.
He's lame as fuck.
He's right. If it happens in front of me, I'm stepping in.
Right.
But if I'm not there, that's their relationship.
If I'm not there, the kid's not there.
That's their relationship. Unless it's my sister. Unless it's my sister or my mom, that's your relationship.
I completely disagree.
And even in some of those situations.
I'm getting in it. I completely disagree. I'm getting in it. Even if I'm not there. If I hear, because my child is over there, so I can't have.
But
my
what if
child.
It's what if it's not in front of the child or the?
I mean,
I'm gonna talk to her about leaving him.
If my child lives with me and she's getting her ass whooped, ain't got nothing.
That's
to do
on
with
her.
Me. But if my child lives there, oh, he got to get out of there. I can't have my child in a danger.
So listen,
right.
I had a situation. So I had a situation a couple years ago. My kids, my twins are grown now, and they're. Their mom's new baby daddy was talking reckless to them, and my son got into a fight with him.
Oh,
and he called me afterwards, and I wasn't sure if I needed to pull up or not because my son won the fight.
I mean, you kind of
got to
pull up.
My son won the fight,
dumb.
And dude
you
got arrested.
On what he on.
Yeah.
But dude was already gone by the time he called me. I didn't know if I had to like
you
show
go
up later.
You fight my son?
No.
Where are you
no,
at?
No, my son. So they had words. No, they had words. He said something crazy. My son slammed him off the porch, beat his ass real quick. Done. Cops called. Dude got arrested.
Well, I feel like I'm going to come beat it too.
So, yeah, right.
You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, it's
yeah.
Like,
so,
I don't give a fuck. Like, nigga, you're going to get a double ass whooping.
You're going to double ass whooping.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to get a double ass whooping.
So, yeah.
Niggas too grown. I ain't pulling up to fight, too. If didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so yeah. But then she put him out, so he never came back.
But
whatever,
if a nigga just
you know
beating up on my baby mama, bro, I don't care what.
He got to go.
Where we at?
Because I
got to shoot him.
I do feel the same way you feel. I feel that.
I ain't
however,
beat up on her.
What I will say is, if it's not under my watch, it's not under where my kids and my kids are. It's I'm,
it
you
depends
know what I mean?
On how far it goes.
Right. Because, again, that's hey, you're not under my protection.
If they fight in the household,
you have nothing to do with me.
If he beats her ass,
however, let this situation turn around on y'all. If y'all's fucked up in the situation, is your baby's mom gonna come and help you?
Yeah, but she's a woman.
I can handle that.
It doesn't matter. If I nutted in a girl,
why she staying with him?
Had a baby with her
is what I'm gonna say.
Both of my baby.
Now, if it continues to happen, if she's gonna leave and I need to help her leave the situation, okay. But if she's gonna stay with him and keep getting her ass beat,
right?
Both of my baby mamas I dated and I loved. Mm-hmm. So even though I'm not with either of them, at one point they were my girlfriend. So I dated.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you pull up to an apartment complex and they outside and they fighting.
Yeah,
did you break it up?
If I'm there, I'm jumping in.
But even I'm breaking that shit up.
But even if I wasn't,
and somebody's getting punched.
Because y'all gotta remember, bro. Like me, I take it as, bro, I'm here to protect my girl now and both my baby mamas when it comes to shit like that.
That's forever.
I don't mean, like, financially, no. But when it comes to, like,
if she calls and she needs it, if she calls and she needs it, that's different.
You're supposed to mean it financially.
That's different.
And there's some nigga
if she calls and she needs you, that's different.
I'm coming to Arizona, and I'm going to figure some shit out.
If you hear about it, that's one thing. But if she calls and she needs you to come beat his ass, that's different.
Right, it's different.
Even if I hear about it, if someone's telling me, hey, yo, man, your baby mama, I seen her the other day, she's
gonna leave his ass.
You should call her.
I don't hit on bitches. I'm in that shit. Any nigga hit no bitch, I'm gonna have a problem.
No.
I'm not in it the way. The only reason why I'm in it is if it gets to the point where like she's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? I'm not in it.
If they're just scuffling, yeah.
I'm like in it once it gets to the point where she FaceTimes me or my son
and it's fucked up.
Him bitches whack.
That's different.
I'm just gonna there's come no with question. The pistol and I'm either shooting or I'm being like, listen, bro, you gotta go or I'm gonna shoot you.
Yeah.
Like, there is no.
Yeah, we're not fighting. We're not fighting. Yeah.
No.
Both of my
it's over. If I show up, it's over. If I show up, it's over.
They have to know that I am still their protector as long as my kid. I mean, bro, you're my baby mother, bro. Like, I'm sorry. Like,
I
feel that way about my baby.
No, I got a question for you.
Yeah, if I show up, it's over. Like, this is the last. This is the last time.
And trick even yourself off the street, though. No more, y'all sound crazy, though. Y'all saying that, though. But realistically, if put in that shoe, right? You and your baby mom not together. She got your kids, right? Trick yourself off the street. You pulling up. You pulling up with the pistol. You pulling up, if I show up, it's over, right? Trick yourself off the street for what? Just for her to get right back with the nigga?
That's what I'm saying. I've been in this situation.
You get tricked off the street, and then you ain't got nothing.
I've been in this situation. I'm already telling you. I've been in this situation. I'm not just.
Because what if he kills her?
I'm not just pulling up.
She put herself in that situation.
I don't mind being in prison knowing that I got a nigga off this world that was hurting my son's mother. You know what I'm saying? I don't mind that because what if he kills her?
I'm not just pulling up.
Right.
Unless it's like a dire situation. Right at
the same time.
Like, so I'm gonna go ahead and take you off now because.
But at the same time, if you're putting yourself in harm's way, nigga. I'm not with you. It's not my responsibility to be responsible for your decisions that you're making. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to do it again.
Now, if it's a situation where you're making too much irresponsible situations, then that's maybe my child needs to come and sit with me.
No, that's totally different.
Maybe my child needs to come sit with me because you're making too many irresponsible decisions.
But how many times are we going to let that go off the first time, though?
Exactly.
We got to get that shit right from the beginning.
But once a man gets their child from the mother, it's hard to get your child from the mother.
Hey, can I tell y'all something?
That woman ain't shit.
I just got a letter in the mail today and say, starting July 1st, I got to pay $984 a month.
Hey, welcome to the club, brother.
Welcome to the club.
So when guess what? Thursday, they going to be with me.
So when I was paying like that.
You think it's still like.
I had 50-50 and I was paying that. When I was paying that, I felt two ways. One, I was pissed the fuck off. Two, I was like, you know what? I mean, I'm doing all right. If they're making me pay this much, that means I'm doing all right.
And so I called her. I cussed her out this morning a little bit. I was like, man, what the fuck? You know, I've been sending you money. And I said,
it don't matter. It wasn't on the books.
I was like, these my kids, bro. And they coming with me. So, but it don't matter where we at in life.
If some a nigga L's ain't up on some her, L's ain't really an L.
That's why you have to put money first. So anything that comes at you, you can fight it. See, like what I've learned is because I used to fucking be like real fucked up. Anything that hit me, I would just break down. I would like crumble. You know what I'm saying? Anything that would any like obstacle that would come into my life, it would be too much for me, and I would fall off. I would have to like start over, and it would fuck up. But now it's like I'm trying to put myself in a position where anything that comes at me, because there's always gonna be something new. A car broke down. Child support. You got pulled over without your license. Just something. There's always gonna be something new that like come. You're like fuck. And I just feel. Or if you're with a girl, something happened to her. This happened. Right. The child. This and that. So it's like I always want to be ready for any situation.
So on the flip side, right? You can ask a nigga, would you protect your baby mama if she was gonna be beat up? So a woman will ask a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could your baby daddy get a plate if he was hungry?
Right, right. Something.
What's the question that it would be?
Right.
Right?
To where it could be
equal. What would that question be?
Exactly. That's what that's what I was trying to say.
But
because
be what's equal question? With women. We
no, it's
equal.
No, it doesn't matter.
It don't even matter like that. That's your independent.
That's
why
I
opinion.
Act that way.
So no, because at the end of the day, it's still your child's mother.
Right.
And if you happen to be
situation,
down, will she help you?
Yeah. But that's why I'm extra when it comes to mine, because I don't want to be equal. I want to have that.
Dog, I've been extra. I've been extra, and extra ain't got me nowhere.
Let's just say you got into a new relationship, right? Let's say you got into a new relationship, and this girl treating you bad. She doing you any type of way. Can you call your baby mama and be like, hey, can you come get this bitch out of my house?
Kobe's mom, yeah.
You?
Nah, hey, none of them.
I'm a different nigga.
I can't. You know what I'm saying?
I'm a different nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm a different
nigga. We ain't fucking around, but could you? Hey, could you?
They call at my mama's house right now. If I told her to come fucking handle this situation, she would be like, what? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's.
So, but we supposed to break up the nigga beating her up?
Mm hmm. Off a decision she made.
Bro.
And you can't come get this all at my house, though?
I ain't gonna. Listen. My baby mamas, I feel like are like my sisters. You know what I'm saying? Like, my baby mama lives at my mom's house. And I don't even live there. And they're in Oklahoma. It's just them two. You know what I'm saying? So she's like family to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if something was, you know what I'm saying? Like, Nicole's like family. She's literally living at my mom's house.
Could you bring your baby mama up here right now to live with you? If y'all like sisters? I mean, like siblings?
I mean, not now because I have a fiance.
But, I mean...
But if I didn't have a fiance, yeah, she can come up here.
I mean, y'all like siblings, it shouldn't really matter.
I mean, no.
Yeah, yeah.
What I'm saying is...
Barry, you feel what I'm saying?
I understand it, but at the same time...
What I'm saying is
Try to violate my fiance.
What I'm saying is the fact that she's living at my mother's home without me, you know what I'm saying?
Says enough.
I'm not even there. She's not living at her mom's house. She's at my mom's house. They're living every day. Coexisting, you know what I'm saying, in a whole different state. They're not in Atlanta, you know. They're in Oklahoma, so it's like it's literally just them.
So what if I told you that's real life,
so
though?
He gonna pull up for his baby mom, but he gonna
no. But what if I told you that's real life, though?
In Bel Air, where we don't know no.
I didn't leave you though.
He gonna leave his nigga, but he gonna pull up.
I didn't
up.
Leave him. Technically.
Technically, yeah. By the time I got the message,
I didn't leave him.
He was back.
JT, could you call one of your exes and tell them, come get this girl out of my house, type deal?
I mean, I probably could have, not obviously not now. I've been married for a while and all that shit, but I could have. Even though me and my ex didn't get along, I think if I told her to pull up, I needed help, she would have.
If a girl was
because she was like that though. She loved that drama. She would have loved
that.
She would have loved that. No,
if a girl beating up on y'all, could y'all call somebody and be like, get this girl up?
Yeah, she would.
Your baby mom would stop a girl from beating up on
me? Me and my baby's mom do not get along. Me and my baby's mom do not get along. Been through crazy court custody battles, all that shit. But she loved that drama. And if she could have something hold over my head, or she could do. She would have loved that for me to call, be like, yo, I need. Blah, blah, blah.
Shit, even though she Shannon ain't shit, Shannon still look out. Listen, she texted me. I remember when I first came back from Oklahoma, she texted me and was like, hey, yo, I don't want you to get a warrant out for you, but you know what I'm saying? I don't know what you're doing. What you're like, bro, baby mamas, bro, like, if you a real nigga, bro, like, yeah, baby mamas. Yeah, like, bro, like, you gotta, like, women,
you gotta help them out.
Women
you
are
know what I'm
easy
saying?
To control. You just gotta handle your business, and you can control your environment when it comes to women. Men are different.
That's
you know
facts.
What I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Men, it's like always like a variable. You know, because there's jealousy, there's this and that. But women, if you can handle your own, you can control your environment when it comes to the women that's in your life. You
that's
know what
facts.
I'm saying? You can definitely keep them all where you're supposed to keep them. But
so
I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it shouldn't. You shouldn't have problems like that. You know
I mean,
what I'm saying?
You're gonna have your struggles with them. Cause
but
you do what you want to do.
But overall,
always have some sort of control. Or some
as
sort
a man,
of
you should have control over.
And
every
you know how
woman,
I think about it though, and
life.
It's creepy. But this is how I think about it, bro. I think of my funeral, right? And I think of all the bitches I fucked with. I think of my baby mamas and shit, and they all gonna be there. So it's like, how am I represented? You know, like, are they going to be fighting? Is it going to be structure? Is it going to be, you know what I'm saying?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
bro. I ain't there.
Hey, man, mute that real quick.
Yeah, niggas don't give a fuck. He said, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I ain't
mute
there.
My mic.
It's going to pick up on all the mics.
All right, we're going to edit this out. You're putting the pussy on the pedestal.
Why would we mute that out?
You know what I'm saying?
That's the best
because
part.
I don't like coming at my niggas on live.
You ain't coming at them. You just
speaking
the truth.
You putting the pussy on a pedestal.
That was a legit question, bro. That's all.
You putting the pussy because if you thinking
niggas
about
stop putting the pussy on a pedestal.
Yeah, because if you thinking about your
what
bitches,
40-year-old
virgin.
Yeah.
If you thinking about all your bitches, there should only be one. Because
your baby
bitches.
Mama come live with you now.
No.
All right.
Look,
this day,
she, no,
right?
She did some. She did some mad disrespectful shit to my wife.
Hold on, all your bitches coming to your funeral with me. You spent way too much time with all your bitches.
No, that just mean you saw
you
got your shit in
you
order.
You gave way too much of yourself to each of these girls for them to feel like they owe you their last time seeing you.
Right.
There should no. I'm saying there should only be maybe one or two bitches that come see you at your funeral, because that's who you truly gave your time to. If you feel like there's gonna be a whole bunch of bitches, yeah, you gave way too much of your time to a whole bunch of bitches. You know what I'm saying? Because they feel like they owe you that.
So that leads us back to if you paying for the pussy or not.
So you're paying.
You put way too much time
into. You done invested a lot of shit in these bitches.
Like, you feel like they should be there.
It wasn't cash. It wasn't cash, but you invested a lot.
That's going to be at my funeral. The fact that you feel the way you feel like.
That's an investment.
Yeah, like you're like entitled to have.
They all going to be there, and they all going to get along. That's the thing.
Mm. That sounds like a problem.
That's the thing.
Or you should have them all. Or
polygamy is a
or
wonderful
have them
thing.
All right now.
If you can make it work.
Right.
There's TV
if
shows about
that. If you can make
it
work, polygamy is a wonderful
there's
thing.
There's TV shows about that.
I'm trying to get on that level.
When we get on, I'm going to start a show for you.
I'm trying to be enlightened like
that.
We
can start an episode.
It's gonna, you know what we're going to call it?
Guess what? I told you my baby mama coming up here, bro. This shit that we talking about is for real.
Hey, it's real.
Hey.
Can we survive?
We're gonna call your show Like Water. You know why? Because water adapts to any container that it's in.
It goes in any shape, any form. Yeah, it's
what
hard.
What else we got, Farrell? Or is that a wrap?
You know what? That's a wrap for tonight, man. You know, hey, I'm glad that everything kind of fell into place and worked out, man. I want to thank TG and River for coming through.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for coming through.
Hey, this is too real for radio.
Juwan Green.
But I like this. I can't wait to hear what this last episode is going to be like.
Yeah, man. Hey, stay tuned for the press box, which will be starting up really soon, probably in about a month or less.
Yeah,
you gotta do preseason shit.
Yeah, we're the press box. We're definitely
Farrell
gonna
show with Ivan Eyes
and
Kelly Kells.
Sports.
We're going to be talking football.
Is it just the three of y'all, or is there a fourth?
It's the three of us. Okay. Plus, you know, I'll be having special guests, you know, commentators, you know, popping in and giving their takes on
former athletes and stuff like that.
Yeah, okay, man. We're going to be talking about this football shit, though.
And
man.
I got an unreleased game of Torn Green and JT playing basketball at like 3 o'clock at night drunk.
Oh shit!
That might get you ratings.
Hey, but see, people don't be knowing.
Hey, 3 o'clock, and it was 10 degrees outside.
Jay Tism really was an all star out here, though.
I didn't even have to say it.
Jay Tism really was an all star.
Who quit? Who quit?
I ain't gonna spoiler alert.
All right, yeah,
it was tied 1-1.
Hey, JT. Listen, hey, JT can play that. Baseball. You can run track. You can do football.
Listen,
basketball.
Listen, this that's
everybody
not my show.
If you're black, everybody can do that.
That's not
we
my show.
I can do that. Any athletic black man could do all that at the collegiate level. I played basketball, football, baseball too. I just didn't give a fuck about school.
Listen, this ain't about me.
I was one of the fastest.
But Torn Green and myself, we have a show as well. And we're going to be starting that back up in July. So just like 2 weeks. And we're going to start off with Fridays.
Hey, yo.
Y'all don't even know. We're going to start off with Fridays. So yeah. Just be prepared for that.
What is going to be
just
called,
be prepared for
it's
that.
It's going to be called
Fridays. And listen, anybody in the local Washington area.
So get prepared.
JT.
Get prepared for the Freestyle Fridays.
Freestyle
Fridays. Get prepared for Freestyle Fridays. Hey. You're also going to be allowed to battle TG for a small fee. Hey, we're going to have Freestyle Fridays.
We're going to do a tournament.
And the winner of the tournament will get. I'm still trying to narrow it down, but I know it's going to be at least one video shoot. It might be three songs. It might be a 5-song EP. We're going to do something like that. Yeah, but we're going to have a Freestyle Friday tournament. We'll go live. Everything will be on video, so you'll be able to check it on YouTube and everywhere else, Facebook, Instagram, all that. Yeah. We're going to have clips. But, that Ball Out Radio, we may change the name, but it's coming in July. It's going to be crazy.
It's your lie. Damn, I don't lie. Watching track stars flying in the sky. I be freestyling off a Red Bull. This ain't written down. Twine Green too cool. Me and River back in school, we was big fools. At lunchtime, we weren't there to eat the food. Boy, we were wildin'. Boy, we were routin'. We was on them couches, breaking in them houses. Nigga, I be pouting when I ain't got no money on me. Nigga, talking shit. I might get the fuckers, hey. Bitch. Coming in the city. Me and JT ball out. Bitch, get with me.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah. Farrell, I want to thank you once again, Farrell. Thank you so much. I know we only got a show left, but thank you again
for this experience.
Helping me find my voice.
It's been great.
And making sure I'm consistent with this shit. And I wish you the best with the press box. I can't wait to listen.
Yeah, everybody. So listen, everybody pay attention and listen. This fall, actually, is going to be coming probably late August. Sometime in August, you know, we're going to do a couple runs. And, you know, we're going to come out September for the start of the, you know, football season, NFL season. Plus, I'll also be doing any high school football, too. But for the high school football, you got to go check out the Apple and Spotify accounts and go on there. I won't be running that on Indy 100 just because it's too localized, and I don't know if there will be a good following or listening to that part. But as far as college and professionals go, hey. Catch us on Indy 100, Apple, Spotify, Slacker Radio, anywhere you listen to podcasts. And, we're going to get to it this fall, man. I can't wait. Press Box Radio, Sports Talk Radio is going down. And
real quick, I want to thank you for having me, man. Thank you so much.
Oh, man, anytime.
I've been with you since everything. I've been saying
So, you know what I'm saying? We've been locked in for a long time. Thank you, bro. And I look forward to the next shit that you do. And,
you know, thank you,
I'm also
man.
Proud
thank
of
you
it.
For having me, man. Like,
yeah, of course. Hey, shout out to my man, River.
River.
You know what I'm saying? He's been down since everything under the sun. I remember he came to a couple shows. We had a fun time, man. So like I said before at the beginning, hey, not everything that we recorded and did is on Indie 100. So if you want to listen to all the newer and older and unreleased episodes, go to Apple and Spotify or wherever and Inbox Radio. And you can listen to whatever you like, and you're gonna hear a lot of personalities on those episodes. But it makes for good content.
Hey, yo, one more thing, Farrell.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck Nas.
The Inbox.
Yeah. Ram. Boy, I'm so ready and motivated, man, tonight. Yeah.
Gucci on me.
Yeah. Gucci on me, get that real money.
Gucci on me, get that real money now.
Gucci on me.
Gucci on me, get that real money.
Gucci on me. The Gucci on me, get that real money now. Got a sign on your name when you come to my house. I'ma invest this money inside my car. I'ma buy me some water, your river we are. Look at all of these diamonds, my necklace is dripping. Just saying, bae, on the thing I'm sipping. On the hook for the money. This is strictly business. Try to count all of the money we get. I got money and pieces all on my car. If you with me, you with me, no switch on me now. Lately, all of my niggas been proud. Feeling like I ain't that nigga right now. Gucci on me, getting real money now. Look at the diamond, my necklace is dripping. Juicy and bae, only thing I'm sick. Only my for the money, this is strictly business.
If you're looking for me,
come first, still reppin' MOB. I'm drinking Hennessy in Tennessee. What the fuck, nigga, enemy? I don't like your vibe. No science here, no chemistry. I wonder why the sun don't shine. Got me feeling like Lucci. I'ma set this bitch off. Now I'm feeling like Boosie. Gotta wipe it down, but no whipping. Jesus, peace, no shitting. The burdens I carry really get scary. Honestly, kept it by heavy. Bob and a Boucher. Never drank shit but do say. Fuck you, you and your crusade. Club on up on a Tuesday. Got a few bitches testing right now. Ask me, can I hang out? Got a couple blunts I can roll out. Got a couple bottles I can bring out. But you know you gotta pay nothing for it. Bird, you looking for me? Here I go. I ain't mystical. This shit gets so lyrical. These niggas here so pitiful. Ayy.
Sign on your name when you cut them out. I'm at best all this money.